Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I tell you what, we know that we have a lot going on in the world. We have a lot going on in the nation. We have a lot going on in the Peach State. And I tell you what, it really helps when we can have someone who can help us make sense of what's going on in the world around us. You know, I say that because a lot of times, you know, sometimes people make the mistake of assuming that just because they know someone who lived through a particular era, that that person has a firm grasp on what was taking place during that era. Not necessarily. And so many times it can be so helpful when we can have an expert who can really dot the I's and cross the T's for us, help us get a clear picture of what's really going on. Mr. Wesley Tharp is the person who's going to join us today to do that. He's policy analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. And he joined them in 2011 as the tax and economic policy analyst, with his primary areas of interest including state taxation and economic development policy. Mr. Tharp, hello and welcome to Speaking With.
Hey, my pleasure to be here, Carl.
I appreciate you joining us today. You know, and it is so true that it's not necessarily true that just because we live in an era that we really have a firm grasp of what's going on. We read a headline here, we read a headline there, we hear what a peer has to say something about something, we hear what another peer has to say about it. We may or may not be getting enough accurate information to really have a clear picture of what's really going on. So, of course, today you're joining us to give us a clear picture of what's happening with the state of Georgia's economy. And what I've been sharing with the listeners is I've let them know that we have this discussion coming, is that one of the things we'd be looking at is whether things have gotten better for Georgia, whether they're about the same as they were around the beginning of the recession, or have they actually gotten worse?
Well, that's a great question. And the short answer is that they have very much gotten worse since the start of the Great Recession in particular, but also over the entire course of the last decade through the 2000s. If you look at the recession in itself, which started in late 2007 and went through the middle of 2009, Georgia lost about 250,000 jobs in total. Now, if you look at the middle of June and go through, you know, the end of 2011, looking at the period of time that people refer to as the so-called recovery, Georgia has actually continued losing jobs during that span. We're one of only a few states that have actually lost jobs during the recovery, as counterintuitive as that sounds. Since June 2009, Georgia is 49th among the states in job creation, so right there at the bottom of the states. And during that time, we've lost about 70,000 jobs. And so not only were we slammed by the recession, but during this period where we were supposed to be turning things around, Georgia is actually seeing the opposite occur. And so it's creating a really difficult situation.
So, of course, one of the big questions, what is it that we've been doing? And especially in light of the fact that for us, the job loss did not begin, as you shared, during the recession. It actually began before the recession. Mm-hmm. What is it? What are we doing wrong that is causing these kinds of results where even during the recovery, we're still losing jobs?
Right. Well, the first thing I would say is there's not really a simple, easy answer to that question, unfortunately, but there's a couple of things that can provide a little context. First of all, state economies are very much a creature of the national economy. And so, you know, we've had a national crisis, and Georgia has been part of that crisis. A lot of states have been hit incredibly hard. Florida, Nevada, California are some of the worst, and Georgia's right there at the bottom with them. But the reason why Georgia has maybe been a little bit on the bottom end of the scale has to do probably mainly with the fact that we were overexposed to the real estate bubble that you hear everybody talking about in the news and such. And that has to do with building too much housing, as well as building too much commercial real estate, too many office parks and, you know, suburban strip malls and that kind of thing. And so, you know, when that bubble burst, Georgia was really hit very hard.
Okay. I tell you what, and I would not have thought that we were in a position that bad across the state with what we were doing with housing, that it would have hit us that hard. But that did turn out to be the case.
Right. That's probably one of the main drivers. there's also sort of another point that I think I can make in this regard, which is that Georgia has really had a key economic development strategy dating back to, you know, midway through the 20th century, which is to be a very low tax, low regulation, you know, business-friendly state with lots of tax credits for businesses and lots of benefits for bringing jobs to Georgia. Now, that, I think, made sense for a long time because Georgia was repositioning from being a small agricultural state to being the large, complex, modern economy that we are today. But now that we have made that transition, there seems to be some evidence that we may need sort of a slight shift in how we think about economic growth and jobs, because, you know, the low tax piece or being competitive in taxes is certainly important, but it's equally important to have things like positive investments in education and infrastructure and quality of life, the kind of things that, you know, attract both businesses and residents to want to come live in Georgia and that help, you know, build the economy of the future.
So if we have the latter that you mentioned, a good educational system, other things that really attract business, would that be enough to offset any feelings of misgivings that business leaders might have about the notion of having to face more taxes?
Great question. What I think I would say is that businesses sort of look at a broad spectrum of things when they're thinking about whether a state is business friendly and they're trying to figure out whether or not to invest. That includes taxes, but, you know, business leaders will tell you themselves that if they can't find the educated workers that they need to fill positions, then the state isn't an attractive place to create jobs. If they don't have well-maintained roads to take their goods to market and to, you know, get their employees to work without sitting in traffic for an hour or two every day, you know, they don't think it's a particularly attractive location to invest. And so, you know, I don't think really anyone, ourselves included, would want to advocate that Georgia should be a high-tax state. But depending on how you look at the data, we're somewhere between 45th and 49th in the country in how much taxes we collect from residents and businesses. And so, you know, even if we were to go from 45th to, you know, 40th, just a small change, that would free up a lot of funding, quite frankly, for the other things that businesses look at that Georgia needs, like education and infrastructure.
Wow. So that's one of the things that can be done to help turn things around. Are there other specific steps that we could take to try to stem this tide of job loss?
Well, part of the problem for state policymakers is that there's not a ton, quite honestly, that state leaders can do in the short term to sort of immediately flip a switch and go from having a lot of job loss to having, you know, positive job creation. Because, again, you know, states are sort of dependent on what the national economy does. But having said that, what state leaders can very much do, what they have the tools for, is to position the state for how it's going to grow in the future. And so while investing in education might not, you know, create a ton of jobs in 2012, it might, you know, help drive this, or it will help drive the state's economy in, you know, 2022, 2032 and beyond. Because when we invest in our people, you know, the state really gets a good return on that investment because they're the workers of tomorrow. You know, they're the entrepreneurs who generate new ideas. And that's, I think, really one key area where we can increase investment, but there are others.
So assuming that things get better, mm-hmm. and we go from a position of deficit to a place of surplus, what have you found to be some very, very useful and beneficial things to do with that surplus?
In terms of if the state was sort of bringing in more money than it needed on the state level?
Right.
Right. Well, I think the important thing is to kind of look at the goals that the state, you know, is trying to achieve long term. What kind of state do we want to be? And what I would argue is that Georgia wants to be a place that has a high quality of life, and to be a place that has high educational outcomes and strong economic well-being. not just for a select few, but for all working Georgians. And so some of the key, I think, strategies that need to be thought about are, you know, really where, it's essentially where you invest that surplus. And, you know, on the quality of life issue, there are things that are important to economic growth that you wouldn't always think about, you know, as the first thing that is important. Things such as cultural amenities and parks and public safety, the kind of things that, you know, make a resident of New York or California or Illinois say, I really want to move to Georgia because Georgia is a great place to be. Building new schools and building new infrastructure projects such as improving our ports and improving our roads so we have better transportation options. All of those things kind of create a virtuous cycle, if you will, that improve economic well-being for all, expand opportunity, and strengthen quality of life. And hopefully those things lead to the jobs at the end of the day.
And then finally, Wes, there's something that you mentioned in your report that, although I know that when it comes to severity, we're not comparing apples to apples, but still, the fact that Georgia was doing a pretty decent job of providing job growth when it was coming out of the 2001 recession. And I say somewhat because even though I know that that recession wasn't nearly as severe as the one that we're coming out of now, apparently the leaders, the decision makers, knew some of the steps to take to help pull us out of that recession, to help create job growth. Would the steps that we'd be taking at this time be very, very different from those steps? Would we be adding steps? Would they be basically the same thing?
Well, that's a great question. Again, it's a little difficult to draw a direct line of, you know, one thing causes another. The 2001 recession was a little bit different. It was bad for Georgia, but not quite as bad as the recent recession. And so we're kind of digging ourselves out of a larger hole here. In terms of the steps that were taken in the last decade, you know, I think some of them were probably beneficial. Maybe others were less beneficial. But it speaks back to the point I was making about how the political and policy dialogue in Georgia is very often focused really solely on this question of taxes. You know, if we cut taxes lower, then the state will explode with economic growth and job creation. But if you kind of, again, look at the evidence over the past 10 to 12 years, Georgia's declining position seems to suggest that that it's maybe not that simple, that you need to take a broader look at the economy and think about a balanced approach that keeps us competitive on taxes, but also includes these positive investments that reposition us to where we need to be.
So it's going to basically come down to trying to find that balance between taxing so that we are raising sufficient revenues while at the same time making sure that the way we're spending and where we're spending are strategically wise.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better myself because, you know, again, no one wants to increase taxation and bring in more revenues just for, you know, the sake of having those revenues. You really want to have a clear strategy of how you build that strong economy and that attractive quality of life that brings people to Georgia and causes businesses to invest here and create jobs.
Mr. Wesley Tharp, policy analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. It's been great having you. Thanks so much, I mean it, for helping to add clarity to this situation and in a very real sense, because we know that we have the smarts to do this, giving us hope that better days are somewhere around the corner.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
And ladies and gentlemen, you all stay with me. I'll be right back.